You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hello. Welcome to the Man Dog Pod. It's the Two Man Monday edition. I'm Dan Lippert, and I'm here on this Monday with Ryan Rosenberg.
What's up, everybody? Good morning, Dan.
It's not morning.
It's morning-esque.
It's morning-esque.
Have you had lunch?
Yes, I had arguably. Well, I had breakfast.
And it's after.
I had breakfast for lunch.
Well, then it's morning.
So it's still morning.
Yeah.
Arguably one of the best sandwiches I've had in a long time.
You got to be kidding me. What are you talking about?
It was good. It was this place called Bread Block, which is, there was one in Santa Monica, and my girlfriend Drew is gluten-free, and it's a gluten-free bakery. So we went there at once in Santa Monica. It was great. And then they built one in Silver Lake near here. So we go here and again, and look, here's the morning. I went to Trader Joe's. You know what happens. You buy groceries and it's like, well, that was exhausting. Let me go buy some food to eat.
Right.
Went to one place. They're closed on Mondays. And I was like, I'll try Bread Block's breakfast because I've only had their pastries. Mm-hmm. Just a bacon and egg sandwich with like a little something on there.
You had a better morning than I did. Perfectly toasted
bread and a fat back bacon that... I couldn't wait to tell you about, honestly. It was so
sorry for
good.
Peeking there, folks, but that deserved it. Fatback bacon, give me a breakin'.
Give me a breakin' is right. You're going to want to try this sandwich, especially for the bacon. It was. Yes. I was just in hog heaven.
No hog offense. Heaven. Great. Beautiful. Speaking of hog heaven, I saw they filmed on that Lakers show. They filmed at one of our favorite restaurants, Nick's, and they tried to make it look like a Chicago place.
Oh, did they?
Or a Philadelphia place, yeah.
That makes... I guess I could see it as a Philadelphia place, but it's got old, big hogs, you know? on the hog murals on the side and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Love seeing a stomping ground.
That's right. On a place show. That we've eaten many a breakfast, which is one of our favorite activities.
And of course, Rock and Egg, the Knicks, closer to us. Same
Come on,
menu.
Millie's.
A little less of a vibe.
Yeah.
What did you eat this morning? Yogurt?
I haven't really eaten today. Today I've just had ice water. I'm fasting because I don't have food in the fridge.
Yes.
It's not intentional. I need to go do some shopping. So I'm kind of just sort of chilling.
Intermittent, not enough food. I don't know.
Intermittent grocery shopping is what we're doing. And it's working. Yeah.
Well, if I was in your position, a nice McDonald's would be happening after this record.
Oh, that's a great suggestion. I hadn't thought of that three times already. Yeah, that's a good suggestion. Well, folks, today we're not just here to catch up and yap about food. What are we here to do, Dan?
We're going to do some scenes. They're going to be improvised, and they're going to be inspired by voicemails. Ooh. Here's the thing. Apparently, the Google Voice account we use, the number expired. I guess the numbers can expire. So we don't have a new number to call to suggest, but we are, I would say... head first going through all our backlog voicemails, and then we'll maybe figure out a new number solution that doesn't require changing all the time, or maybe we'll just change the Google Voice number every month, and you'll just have to, if you're one of the callers, you'll have to
I think I found what it is. You have to use it in an outgoing way. You can't just have it be a message bank. You have to, like, send a text or a whatever. I got a notification for a different one, and it was like, this is, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it.
Whoa.
And so I think we got to do some more.
Okay. So we'll get a new one and we'll call each other from it.
Once or twice a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we're here to do a voicemail spectacular. You know them, you love them. We're going to finish off the voicemails that we have in the bank, or at least try to today, and also get some freaking comedy out of it.
My hope is we get some freaking comedy out of it.
I sure hope there's some freaking comedy.
If there's not some freaking comedy, feel free to leave a freaking note on our freaking
Just give me Patreon. Another bacon chat, which we've had plenty of.
Yeah, I mean, I could talk bacon. I'd honestly rather talk bacon all day than do this. But we'll do this instead because it's what you came for. This isn't the bacon Patreon. Here Good we go. Idea, First though. Voicemail from an anonymous caller.
Hi, Man Dog. All right, this is a short story. So basically when I was about 12, my dad shockingly found my porn collection, decided to that the best way to go about it would be go over it piece by piece with my stepmom right there in front of me. So that was really embarrassing. Yeah. But where I got to get a little bit of revenge later in life was about 3 or 4 years ago at Thanksgiving. We were looking on their YouTube app and we had to type in Y-O-U and then their history came up and in big, at bold letters was just you porn. It was my brother, my stepbrother, his girlfriend, and we all were there. And like, we had to keep it quiet for the rest of Thanksgiving dinner. All right. Love the show. Thank you. Bye.
Now that's one horny family.
That's right. That's the moral of the story, is the horniness is all around. That's nice. It's a little, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I'm surprised you didn't sit him down and, you know, give him a talking to.
Yeah. Well, he, in front of him, he went through all of his porn with his stepmom,
which is like, hey, she's not even my real mom. Don't bring her into this.
This is trauma. This is a like,
yeah. If I had a stepmom for about a year and a half, and if my dad ever tried to get me in trouble with her, I think I would have just laughed in their faces. Like, Ginger, you can come back later. This doesn't concern you.
Well, Mike, come in here. Mike, can you take a seat here?
Yeah, sure. What's going on? You're acting kind of serious.
Well, it's not serious. It's just something I'm not certain how to handle. And I just wanted to talk to you because I've been trying to be more open than my father was with me.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. What is it?
Well, I was searching on the family computer to go to Lexus.com.
Is that tea you're drinking? You know what? I'm going to get a tea also. Let me get a tea. Okay. Because your tea smells really good. Is that chamomile?
This is chamomile. It's, you know, I like my end of day chamomile tea to kind of calm down.
I think I'm going to do mint, but I'll be right back.
You're going to leave and just make the tea. Do you want me to come follow you? And we can kind of,
if you'd like to, this. I'm jealous of your tea. Is this urgent?
Nothing to be you getting a tea or my conversation?
Your conversation.
It's not urgent, but I've been holding on to it for a few weeks and I finally kind of...
You look very prepared. I don't usually see you in a robe stirring your tea and you sort of have a little list there.
Yeah, but if you'd like a tea, far be it from me to stop.
Well, let me just go put it on. I'll be right back. Then okay. Put it on.
Come on, Mike Senior, you got this. It's pornography. It's your son. He's from you. He's practically you. You did crazy stuff when you were his age. So you should.
All right, cool. So the water is in the kettle, so that'll probably just be like a couple minutes. But if we want to get started.
All right. Let's see. Back in my notes here.
Those new slippers?
Yeah. I'm a little high strung, and I'm trying to kind of look the part of relaxed and go from the outside in, which is, yeah. I heard how Laurence Olivier does his characters. So
yeah,
I've tried to do this for this because I've got to be honest, it must be weird to see your old man this kind of stressed out. And I'm trying to.
It is. Yeah, I'm kind of worried for you, but it feels like it's about to drop on me. Well, maybe do the slippers stretch out as you wear them? They look like they're a little bit uncomfortable.
Well, in my haste, I believe I got children's women's slippers. And yeah,
wrong on two counts. Yeah, I see the color's a little different than I would have thought, but also the sizes.
Yeah, it looks like a hobbit wearing kid shoes, I guess.
It looked like a Shrek foot because your foot's turning kind of bluish green and I can't really tell.
Okay, this is where I've gotten off track. I've got it. Let me take the slippers off, I think. I'll take the slippers off.
Okay, yeah. Okay. What's up? What did you want to talk to me about?
Okay, well, I was going to Lexus.com to see the new Lexuses for the season.
Are you in the market for a new car?
I just like knowing what they're doing. You know, I like to know what's happening there.
All right, Dad. All right.
You know, I had an okay year with my investments and
good.
But when I typed in LE, sadly,
I think that tea's ready. Hang on just one second. Let me go grab that tea real quick because it's boiling. I just got to put the bag in. I'll come right back.
All right. Yes. Yeah. All right. Maybe if I wrap this towel around my head like I'm at a spa. Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah.
Well, what are you doing with the towel?
Just taking a load off. I feel a little like this hasn't... This
you seem really stressed out. You seem like you're really trying to relax yourself. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I shouldn't have used a tea towel for this. It's too small. I'm a little comfortable, but...
Yeah, I feel like relaxation is new to you. You do not look comfortable in that robe, new slippers, and towel.
Well, yeah, it is very... A little tea here. Oh, my God, that's ice cold.
Here, I have a little... I brought the little hot water kettle in here. You want a little refresher?
You topped me off there, yeah. Okay, here you go. All right. So, what ended up coming up was lesbian... sex.com
lesbiansex.com.
Yes, and you seem a little surprised here. Whoa. But I you know, it's your mother doesn't use the computer because she likes her iPad, and I use it and never search that, and so it seems to me that you're maybe
you're what was looking, the website again?
What's that? Lesbiansex.com?
Lesbiansex.com. I'm trying to think if I ever went there.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so. Huh.
Well, you can be honest with me. You can be honest with me here because, when I was your age, you know, we didn't have as many websites. It was dial-up, and you would call?
Know,
what's that?
Would you call for?
Call, well, you could. You could call like a hotline, and the you remember the Miss Cleo thing I always tell you about? How you still tell Miss Cleo? There's another thing that's like that, but it's for sex. This she would predict my future.
Right, right. Yeah, I know. I know what a sex line is. Yeah.
Okay.
You seem really just out of sorts. That are you? You're starting to get kind of red. Are you having an allergic reaction to the silk?
Oh, is this silk? Is this a silk?
I don't know. It looks like a silk.
I got to take it all the way off. I can't have silk on my body. I got to take it all the way off.
Oh, my God. That's just a dickie. You're not even wearing a full shirt. So that thing is really touching your whole body.
And this is a little boy's dickie. Yes. A little mistake there.
That's why you had the robe cinched up so tight. It's a really small little neck piece.
I went from not wanting to show off too much to being naked.
Oh, my God. Your body has hives all over it.
Yeah, I am deathly allergic to silk. Not deathly. Now that I got it off, I think I'll be all right. Let me just bend myself here.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Oh, your stitches ripped open.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the thing. I fell over from shock when I saw the name of the website.
I'm sorry. I probably went to this thing. You know what I mean? Well, I don't even know. I probably got there through a search. I don't think I just typed it in directly, but, you know, I may have stumbled upon it and looked. And, you know, I'm 16, Dad. I'm starting to get urges, you know, and lesbian sex really gets me going.
Stop saying it. I'm freaking out here. I'm really freaking out. You got to stop saying it.
Did you use your inhaler?
Yes.
Here, let me grab you some gauze and an inhaler. You are really losing it. Here, just lay on the floor.
Can you maybe put like a quilt on my naked body here? Or at least
sure.
Even just here, let me just put the robe on top of you. That's the most embarrassing part. Yeah. No, not the robe. Not the robe.
Shoot! I'm sorry. Okay. Here. Here's mom's blanket. She knitted it. You're fine. Relax. I'll get you some more tea.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to get the EpiPen just in case.
Get a couple?
No, just one is good. Last time we did two, you had an over come back to life. it was too much. I'm really sorry about the website, Dad. I just want to let you know I am interested in the female anatomy. I'm starting to date. And I was just curious, and I figured, who better to learn how to pleasure a woman from than another woman? You know?
We're natural. Young boys are just...
Oh, my God, you're shivering and your nose is... God, one side is running and one side is bleeding.
Don't do this stuff, man. You can't go to this stuff if I'm going to find out about it. You got to clear the history.
I cannot
know that you do this stuff.
So just clear the history and we're fine?
Just please clear the history. Please clear the history.
Okay. Here, sit up. Here you go. You're okay. Here's a peanut butter sandwich. okay? And your EpiPen, I'm just going to stab this into your leg, okay?
What kind of bread is this on?
Silk.
See it?
It's silken bread. I don't know, caterpillar bread? What kind were you thinking of? Were you allergic?
I didn't have one. I was just being subversive because I could have been allergic to the peanut butter, but...
Right.
But I was
saying... You are freaking subversive, dude. Do you ever realize how subversive you are?
I grew up listening to punk rock music, and yeah.
Yes, NoFX. The Jews of NoFX.
That's right. You know the shirt. But
and
yeah,
that's about it.
Comedy's all... That's the only one. Yeah, I didn't really listen to anything else. Mm-hmm. Comedy's about breaking expectations. Did you know this?
That's awesome. That was really awesome.
Thank you.
Did you ever have a sort of a porn run-in?
No porn run-ins, no.
Oh, what a gift.
No.
I one time left a folder open and my mom saw it and we had one of the worst conversations of my life, shame-wise. She was very sweet about it, but it was just like, oh, God, she knows. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Trying to hide it as a kid. And the last thing you want is her involved in that.
I was just having this conversation also with Drew about this guy wrote an article for Slate that I sent to Big Ronde that was like, my son rubbed himself raw, so I taught him to masturbate and went and bought him some like KY jelly, my 12-year-old son, and like whatever.
Wow.
But it was like such a gross kind of article. And it was so like, you know, like braggadocious, like,
right,
neo hipster dad being right. Like, look at right. Everybody, look at how open minded we all are. Because my
He'll
dad
figure
wasn't
it out,
open-minded.
Trust me.
Yeah. And so we were talking about like, what is the way to talk to kids about that stuff that I would want, or what would I have wanted when I was younger? But I also was like, I don't really want like a kid to be in an environment where it's shameful. But I also think that there's some things that are like kind of your personal experience and your personal journey that's like,
yeah.
And to me, I mean, my ultimate conclusion was like, hey, here's what I would do is be like, here's a couple websites with information. You can always talk to me about this stuff. I'm totally open to it, but I'm not going to force you to.
Yeah, I definitely don't think you need to zoom them forward to being really good and obsessed at it.
Yeah.
Here's how to do it awesome so you'll never stop at 12. It's like, no, the raw thing is a natural slowdown moment.
Yeah, you should learn something from that for sure.
Yes, there's something to learn other than like, hey, you don't have a problem, go wild. I don't think that's it. But hey, maybe that's my own shame talking.
Yeah, you know, I value learning from like my own experience. I think that's good. But maybe you could use some more like, yeah, I don't know. It's so culturally shameful that it is. I mean, we were talking about this when a basketball player ran into a porn star on the side of the court, and how funny it is that everyone knows who she is, but everyone has to pretend they don't, or that it's like, oh, someone told me about this.
Right. And yeah, we were joking about the announcer going to, and he runs into a woman. I have no idea who she is.
And it's there was that podcast Butterfly Effect. That's kind of about like the butterfly effect of porn becoming like tube related and free. But one of the things they talk about is how crazy it is that if you are in that world, everyone shames you for it. But it's a thing that everyone does for the most part.
Right.
In our country, and how like
they just project their own shame for looking at it onto the person who did it.
Right.
Like, you hold it. I don't want to hold it.
If you opened your computer and like the Pornhub song played, no one could say anything to you because they would have to admit that they're like, yeah, I do that all the time.
Right. I knew that from audio only.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's definitely shouldn't just be a thing you do like alone and shamefully in your room, but
I don't know. Who knows? I feel like it is a pretty solitary thing.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, let's get into another VM.
Kelsey called and she talked about Easter. Let's listen in. What if that's how we did the intros from now on?
Hey guys, my name is Kelsey. I'm from Oklahoma. I just want to start off by saying I love you guys so much. In between you guys and the teacher's lounge, I can honestly say I've never laughed so hard in my life. So thank you for that. I have several funny sibling stories, but I decided to start with this one and see how it goes. So I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming this was around Easter and we probably just got back from church or something. I think I was around 8 and my sister would have been 6 and my brother would have been 5. We decided it would be fun to crucify my brother like Jesus. My brother wanted to do this, by the way. We didn't crucify him against his will. I don't remember exactly how we did this, but we tied his feet together with some rope or something, and we strung up his arms and attached them to stuff in the room so he couldn't move. After we did that, my sister decided it would be a good idea to tickle him. So he obviously reacted and pulled his arms free, which caused him to fall back against the wall. And against the wall, we had this small metal bookcase type thing, and he fell into that. And the metal bookcase had a little metal piece sticking out. So he fell into that and it scratched his back. And it wasn't like a huge cut or anything, but it did bleed a little. And he still has a tiny scar on his back to this day. So I like to bring this up usually around the holidays and just say, like, hey, bro, show us that scar from where we crucified you. So anyway, it's one of my favorite childhood stories. And I hope you guys can do something with that. Love you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you.
I feel like like half of that was familiar and half wasn't.
Yeah, did we have two crucified as kids stories?
Yeah, maybe that was it.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of weird little Christian kids who wanted to see their Christ-like figure.
Yeah, it's an image that is burned into your brain, I think, if you grow up in that religion. So
Right.
Well, yeah, we can do another scene off that because I bet we won't repeat what we did before.
Yeah, let's do it. So, this one is actually from where I fell off my bike. I got some road rash on my left arm there. It goes all the way up, but I don't want to show you all the nasty parts, but each one of these scars is sort of its own story, its own part of my personality. You know, we are just sort of all of our experiences added up together. Right.
I love that, dude. I love hearing that. I mean, definitely like when we kind of started like walking past each other at the gym and seeing each other, I was like, this guy's lived a life. And I'm glad we went back past that from spotting each other to like hanging. I'm loving this.
For sure, dude. We can grab like really a beer connected. Outside the gym.
Absolutely.
That's not weird.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed this scar up here, but that's from, I got into it at a noise metal show. With
wow,
the guy in
that's
the pit.
Gnarly.
Yeah.
And, that's right on your head, man. That I didn't want to say anything. I mean, I know you usually wear that bandana, but
yeah, that's what the bandana is for. Maybe even subconsciously I'm trying to cover it up. But yeah, a guy bit my forehead in the pit.
Damn. Yeah, it looks like a fucking horse bit you, dude.
It might as well have been. I mean, yeah, this guy would not let go, too. It was like, it's a terrible image, but when a pit bull gets a smaller dog and starts shaking, it was like that, dude. It was this guy was probably on.
Hey, toughened you up, though, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. I actually got this one. You see this one on the back of my head?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Gnarly.
I actually got that one. It's not as tough. My sister and I were messing around at the Grand Canyon, right? And I trip over a rock. And I almost fell off the edge.
Whoa.
Luckily, I hit my head.
Whoa.
This thing always reminds me to be careful. You know what I mean? Because I could have left with much more than a scar on my head that day.
Yeah.
I could have left without my life.
How do those reminders work? Because it's on the back of your head. Do you like look in a mirror like a barbershop and you go like, oh, I got to be careful?
Every morning, dude.
Really?
You do the run.
Oh, yeah. There. I see that tiny. I thought that was maybe a gun in that holster, but that's a hand mirror.
It's hand mirror, dude. It's actually Clinique. It's from an old flame.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a great reminder, man.
Yeah, the flame doesn't matter, but the mirror I keep with me, you know, it was the one time I really touched love.
Yeah, it seems totally unrelated.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's different types of scars, you know. that one seems... like still a lesson learned, even though you were a kid, you know, bro.
For sure. It's like, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, it makes me think of this one I got on Halloween.
Damn, that's spooky as hell already, dude.
Yeah, I'm 15 years old, and I'm dressed as the guy from Scream, Ghostface. So I'm wearing that big long cloak.
Hilarious, scary.
And this freaking 11-year-old steals my pillowcase.
What is he, like a little fifth grader? God, I hated fifth graders.
This guy fucking hated fifth graders. Yeah, this was Brad Nelson, steals my pillowcase. And so I chase him, and my foot gets caught on the cloak, and I fall, and I scratch up my whole arm on this, oak tree. There's an oak tree, and I'm chasing him, and I scratch up my whole arm, rip my costume.
Shit, dude.
But, you know, and that always taught me about trust. I look at the scar, and I remember my trust issues, because it's like, hey, man, you never know who's going to steal your pillowcase full of candy. And this was, I had two pillowcases. I separated after every house. You put the Smarties and the candy corn and the dots into one. Yeah. And then the other one is the Three Musketeers After Dark or whatever. The Snickers.
I like that sexy Three Musketeer brand for sure. Yeah. I like when candy goes sexy.
They got to do it more often. I know it was a big thing with M&Ms and stuff, but they got to do it more often.
Dude, that green M&M is hot.
Oh, my God, dude. I mean,
I
don't
barely watch TV anymore with those commercials come on.
Yeah, I can't go to bars to watch games and stuff because it's just I get too crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Twix chodes.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a lot of
Twix chodes.
Twix chodes were honestly, I would never let anyone see me eating them, but they were delicious.
Oh, yeah. Hard to eat for sure, but really good.
Hard to eat. Well, they're so wide.
Yeah. You got to nibble around the edges on a Twix chode.
I honestly think that Twix chodes are just regular Twix turned sideways.
Whoa, that explains so much.
Isn't that crazy?
They
just turn the way they print on the label, but it's just a regular Twix bar.
That explains so much.
Anyway, dude, each one of these is a story. It's just nice to get to know you, man. It's nice to get to know where somebody's been, you know, where they're from, because it kind of shows you where they're going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Can I ask you, I don't know if people talk to you much about this, if it's like uncouth, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't notice the eye patch. Is that a situation?
Honestly,
there?
People bring it up to me all the time. and it's not uncouth, you know, I do lead with it, you know, it's fine to talk about. That was a childhood one. That's where I learned that religion was bad.
What it happened at like a church or
it happened at home.
In
my two sisters, they fucking crucified my ass, dude.
What?
They crucified me, dude. We had just gotten home from church and I got crucified. That's how I got my patch. This is the only one that's hard for me to talk about, but I only open up to somebody I really trust, like a spotter.
Yeah, that's the most trusting person in the world.
Of course, dude. If I'm going to trust you with 335 above my chest, of course I'm going to trust you with my story.
I am so sorry to hear that. So was it like for your sins, or did they betray you, or did they want to recreate the Jesus thing?
It was for their laughs.
Fuck, man.
My freaking two sisters crucified my ass as a bit, as a joke.
Wow.
And they were loving it. They put me in the diaper. They put the crown of thorns on my head.
Is that a diaper that he got crucified in?
It was a diaper that I got crucified in.
Oh, man.
I don't know exactly how Jesus did it, because I wasn't there. Sure. But I know how I was crucified. Oh. I was crucified in a diaper, in a sharp hat that was cut with scissors.
Damn.
And two thumbtacks.
Oh. Yeah, I see the stigmata on your hands there, or whatever you call it now, the tiny little...
It started as a joke, man. It was fine. I was up. I was playing along, you know, because the hat wasn't that bad. The diaper wasn't that bad. And I'm standing in my living room, and then Janie decides it'd be funny to tickle Jesus.
Oh, start with
I don't remember that being part of the story, Janie. I don't remember Jesus getting tickled to death, Janie.
I got to say something right now, because I feel it in all of my bones and my heart. You are the new Jesus. You have taken on all of these sins, I can tell that you have become a man that should be followed and listened to.
Well, he shouldn't be followed.
Worshiped.
It's the whole thing, man. Jesus is magical, man, but the church leads to stuff like this, dude. It leads to joking about it. It leads to tickling. The church, that's why I don't trust the church, man. I got tickled and then I fell and I hit my eye on I hit my eye on the corner of the table.
Damn. Shit, dude.
Laughing because they didn't know. They thought I was kidding. They were like, you got to make a sacrifice. We're really bad girls, so you have to eat our sins.
Eat?
Yeah, they made me eat sins.
Oh, no. And that was like imaginary?
They made a sandwich and they cut it up into squares and they called each one a sin.
Oh, so you had to eat a little sandwich?
But it was disgusting.
Oh, dude. No.
It was pickles as a young boy. Yuck. Okay. Maybe now. I'm sorry, man. This is just where I've been. This is who made me who I am.
I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Man.
Look in the mirror right now, man. Do you see how buff and awesome we both look?
Yeah.
Covered in scars. You with an eye patch.
Fuck yeah.
Me with the nose version of an eye patch.
Which we gotta talk about next.
Everyone, I don't know if I could open up about it. Everyone is terrified of us. Everyone knows not to fuck with us because look at us. We have grown from those traumas, physically, literally.
Yep.
And we won't let them happen again.
Men will not fuck with us. And women won't come near us.
And I'll tell you this.
I've been hurt. I don't hurt.
It'll be a cold day in hell before I ever let anybody's stepsister circumcise my nose again.
Okay, let me put mine on the back burner. What is this? Okay, that sounds freaking awful, brother. What?
While I was in...
What happened?
I was in college.
It's late.
Made a good friend in my dorm. Fifth floor, Manzanita, Mojave.
Time of our lives.
For life. Time of my life. Doors open policy. So, spring break. I go back to meet his family, hang out. You know. They have a lake house in Tahoe. We go to the lake house in Lake Tahoe.
Gorgeous.
His 13-year-old sister and her friends are there. And they start saying, like, hey, looks like you need to circumcise your nose.
And that made you self-conscious? Because I know in college you can be really self-conscious.
It's one of the most self-conscious times in your life, dude. And I was like, well, I don't know. You know, I didn't know that was a thing. You know, I guess we could, I guess we'll play, it will be playful, you know? It's like a little game. It's like playing house.
Can I ask, when did you get your penis circumcised, if you even have? You have. I mean, I've seen it through the shorts.
Yeah, no, that's not impersonal. It was by a mole when I was, shortly after I was born. Okay, but they didn't do my nose. But,
yeah, of course.
Because no one does.
They didn't know yet whether or not you needed it.
Yeah. And so these little 13-year-olds.
Vicious group.
Vicious.
That's how old my sister was, by the way.
And you were how old, did you say?
I don't know, 6 or something. She was 13.
Shit. Well, yeah, I was 18, 19, and they were 13. And they did they knew a lot, I think, because their bat mitzvahs were recent. They knew a lot of the prayers and stuff. And they set them over my nose, and then they used their dad's cigar thing.
Oh,
you know, the cigar cutter. And they circumcised my nose.
So I think they did more than circumcise it, man.
Well, I know that.
I think circumcision's a little more finite.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. I never asked about the nose patch, man.
It's okay. It's incredibly, you know.
I honestly thought it was an elevation mask for working out. Thought it was one of those things that makes you work harder.
No, it's an eye patch that I've kind of shaped to my nose.
Hey, well, I don't know if this makes you feel any better, but your nose is absolutely hung, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
we're so fucking badass, dude. We've taken our trials, we've taken our tribulations, and we have done a really good job for ourselves, man.
Hey, you fellas. That's my seat you're sitting in. That's my seat you're sitting in.
Which one? What, we can't share this seat?
I don't care if you share a seat. You can't share my seat, okay? Everybody knows that's Ronald's seat.
All right, Ronald, we don't want any trouble, man. We just...
I'll fuck you up,
got off the gym. I know you will, dude. We just got off the gym. We had a sick pump. We're here sharing, dude. We're not here to fight anymore.
All right.
Ronald, can I ask you, what's the forehead patch about?
I think I had a really tough workout today, so I'm feeling vulnerable and emotional, so I will tell you.
All right, Ronald, pull up our seat. We'll take different ones.
I'll just slide in with you guys there. Don't worry about it. Okay. I came in real hot. Well.
Scene. We don't have to make up a whole thing. We got it. We got past Twix Chode. I did not think that's where that scene was. I was like, we can't not do the scene at all just because sexualized chocolates came up. We can't just stick. But we got to play a little.
You got to spend a little time with it.
That was funny.
It's good.
Should we do one or two more?
Yeah, this is from Steven. It's about a bachelor party.
Stephen Shaw here. I'm a new subscriber, but always been a long-time fan of everything you do. I had a story from this past weekend, actually. I thought it would be a good thing to lead off with, but it was my bachelor party, and it was already a collision of worlds, right? So I had my longtime friend, my brother, my soon-to-be brother-in-law, and a few other people from my fiance's side of the family. And it was very stressful for me. I don't know, like... a lot of people that just haven't interacted with each other. I'm like a different person around each of these people. So I already feel like I was on edge. And then, you know, the drinks were flowing. We were out to eat at this really nice steakhouse and we all got like $50 steaks. And it's one of those places where you can't even just like buy a steak with the sides. You know, you got to buy the $50 steak and then the $20 plate of asparagus and the $15 plate of mashed potatoes or whatever. So it was an expensive meal. And so I was pretty fucked up and I passed this tray of onion rings to my friend, because he said he wanted some, and it has like this marinara sauce on the side. And so when I was taking the marinara sauce back, I was sitting across from my soon-to-be brother-in-law, who I don't know too well, and the entire sauce of marinara spilled all over his $50 steak and his multiple sides. And I felt like a complete asshole. He was super nice about the whole thing, but like, holy shit, I ruined this guy's entire dinner. He did not eat any piece of steak that had any type of marinara sauce on it. So yeah, that was terrifying for me. But yeah, hopefully you guys can do something with that. And I love you guys a ton. Look forward to future episodes. Thanks.
Love you, Steven. Thanks.
Was that Seth? That was Steve. Seth was
Steven. Seth was the one that
Steven. Thank you, Steven.
Had already listened to once. Thanks, Steven.
That's really funny.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just Venmo you for the appetizers. Mm-hmm. Steak, obviously, you know, I probably won't pay you for that because I didn't really get a chance to eat it.
Sure.
And, and I don't think I want to work with your company anymore. So I think that I'm actually going to put in my 2 weeks notice here.
Okay.
I know this is kind of a celebration for my promotion, but I think I'm done. I think that marinara spill, I don't think there's any coming back from that.
Okay. It was an accident. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to quit over this, you can.
Just
but
feels...
do not expect to take unemployment.
Excuse me?
Do not expect to get unemployment. You're quitting. You're not being fired. You were being promoted.
Uh-huh.
And because you sneezed and elbowed me in the junk as I was passing the marinara, I spilled it on your steak. It was an accident.
It was pointed. Because I, do you remember when they brought the bread out and I said, can we get some marinara to dip? Can we get some marinara to dip in this? And
yeah,
you looked
I definitely
at me,
remember that.
You looked at me like marinara for bread was crazy. And I think you were trying to make a point by kind of holding it so haphazardly above me.
Well, I will say you are brilliant at reading social cues. Even though I didn't say anything, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Marinara for bread.
Crazier than butter? Crazier than curdled cow's milk?
Bread and butter. It's classic.
Bread and marinara. It's pizza without the cheese.
You know what? We promoted you because we didn't know what to do with you. You are a ruckus at work. The fridge at work, it's what I spend half my meetings talking about. I am so glad you've quit. And yes, I've been recording. So you are not allowed back.
Send me a copy of that. Send me a copy of that. Because I'll be using it in the deposition for the court case because I am suing you for wrongful.
Oh, he wants to go to court.
Yes, I am suing you for discrimination because that is appetite discrimination. And it is just as bad as discrimination for age, race, or gender, or for being a pregnant person.
I can't wait to see you in court because I am going to bury you under my physical liability litigation. I'm feeling like I'm not going to be able to get an erection tonight because you hit me in the junk.
Okay.
Now that my junk doesn't work, my ex-employee who quit the night after he elbowed me in the junk is going to have to pay for it. Because yes, I've already gotten one penis implant and I think you broke it. I want to be long and hard and I don't feel like I can be anymore.
Okay. Keep the recording going because this is sexual harassment. Who stands up to pass? Who stands up to pass the marinara when someone has just put a lot of pepper?
Who takes
right
the head of the table
mashed?
When there's four seats in between on each side?
Someone needs to stay the head of the table, or it's chaos. It is chaos. There needs to be a little leadership, which is what I would
you know
have
what,
brought
Lenny?
To the company.
Lenny, good riddance.
Well, sadly, we'll be seeing a lot of each other because there's going to be the deposition, there's going to be the court case, there's going to be the countersuit, which we're
why
both
going to
countersue.
Why couldn't you just eat some
other.
Of the steak? If you love marinara all over bread, why could you not have any of the steak that the marinara touched? You ordered your steak sizzled in ketchup anyway.
Okay.
You had a ketchup.
Do you hear yourself? Do you hear yourself? So I ordered steak ketchup style, okay? And you want me to eat more tomato-based sauce? They've already sizzled the steak in ketchup, which, by the way, almost got me ejected from here just asking for it. So I've already gone whole hog to get my meal.
You see how asking for too many red sauces that don't apply is weird? They didn't like it when you asked for your ketchup sizzled steak. They didn't like having to make just a marinara for the bread because they didn't know how to charge you for it. Then the manager had to come over and talk to me. I missed getting a drink. Oh. And I was miserable. I didn't want to see you get promoted. And I'm here trying to celebrate a faux promotion because we don't know what to do with the guy just so I can get him on a different floor using a different freaking fridge. You know what?
And that's libel. And that's libel. That's
I'll
liable.
Tell you what, I'm liable to kick your ass.
Oh, and that's a threat. And I'm terrified. And I'll be seeing you in court for that one. Because when I started recording, because I don't trust your recording software, because you're on a Samsung over there.
Samsung. You know what Samsung is. It's the second biggest phone provider.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Second to what? The biggest one. T-Mobile.
No. T-Mobile is a company that does not make their own phones.
Do you want to argue with me, or do you want to just admit that a steak that's already been ketchup sizzled is terrible with marinara on it?
I will admit that the way you order your food is terrible. Absolutely. I'll admit that all day long. And I'll admit that if you add the other thing that should have never even hit our table to the steak that should have never been prepared in that way. I heard the chef quit, by the way.
Oh, well, he should have, because that's the worst ketchup sizzle I've ever seen on a steak.
You don't ketchup sizzle something. Ketchup is all sugar. It burns immediately.
That's why you have to do it quick and well.
Quick and well done do not make sense together. They're opposites.
You cook it Mm-hmm. You cook it medium well, then you cover it in ketchup and move it to a hotter surface. Quick sizzle, each side, 20 seconds, you got yourself a ketchup sizzle. Obviously, this chef doesn't know what he's talking about. And by the way, keep recording because everyone in court will be enjoying this new recipe. Go home and ketchup sizzle yourself something, jury and everyone in the courtroom, because this will be used in court when I sue your ass.
You know for what? I knew that's what this was.
What is that?
Because I found your little file on the computer. I found your little Shark Tank pitch doc. Okay. And they're not going to buy the ketchup sizzler. They're just not going to. It's not a product. You need to buy ketchup and you need to buy a pan. You're not selling anything. It's not going to work. So good riddance. You left a $250,000 a year job because someone spilled marinara on your already ketchup burnt steak. And I wish you good luck in the future.
I left a two. And by the way, good luck. Thank you. I left a $250,000 a year job.
It was not real. It was sarcastic.
Okay. Yeah, that's the thing. How do I know when you're ever telling the truth? Because in the office, I specifically remember you saying that I should label my food in case anyone takes it. And now you're saying no one would ever want to eat my lunch? Which one is it?
This is not helping you. Germane to the story. You're grasping at straws. One is it? People want my lunch or not? How is that helping?
Okay, well, I get to keep my security card for the weekend because I have to go back and I have to get my Brita with Fanta in it. I have to go back. Don't shake your head at me. I've got to get my cereals from the fridge, okay? I have to get
It's not cereal once you've mixed it. Once you've put it in a blender with the milk and put it back in the fridge to become slop, you do not call it cereal anymore. It's all gray slops. It's 10 different gray slops.
It's overnight cereal. They do
overnight implies one night. It's been in there for months. You're making cereal yogurt at this point.
I actually love this. I actually love this because this is all admissible in court because it shows that your character is flawed. You won't even let me have that I get
I think you're sick. I think you're physically sick from the unhealthy foods that you're eating. And I don't mean unhealthy as in too high in cholesterol or sugar. I think you are extra processing these foods in ways that are not good for you.
I've never felt better. So
your hair is falling out as we speak. You are malnourished.
Okay, I am the first member of my family to have ever lost their hair. I come from a long line of people with amazing heads of hair, including Gene Shalit, which, by the way, I know that's the only reason
Nobody
you hired me.
Cares.
I know that's the only reason you hired me, and I'm suing you.
Nobody cares about the Shalit thing.
I'm suing you because you only hired me because my dad knew Gene Shalit through marriage. And then
all of your ideas are about food and how to use them wrong. Shallots are not going to take off. And you are not him. You can't just sell his shallots.
Okay. That's the thing. All I need is for him to agree to put his name on it. All right.
Well, you know him, don't you? You should have a easy line to him. I don't think you need to go talk to Cuban just to talk to your own uncle if he is really your uncle. Have you been lying about Gene Shalit being your uncle? Is that how low he stooped to get this job?
I'm not going to sit here and be accused of not knowing Gene Shalit, who, by the way, is in my phone just under Huge, because that's my nickname for him. All right? And so I could say, hey, Siri, call. And by the way, it is Siri. On mine, it's not Cortana or whatever you're using. Hey, Siri, call you.
I don't use it that much.
Oh, great. That's cool. I could have Gene Shalit on the phone in 5 seconds.
Yeah, right. I bet your Shalit doesn't get out of bed for a phone call from you.
Okay.
I heard Shalit doesn't get out of bed for less than $1 million.
Okay, well, not from his family. Not from his family. I don't even know what this is. I don't even know what this is. I'm done. I'll see you.
I don't know
in court.
What we have to talk about. Okay. Yeah. I'll tell you what. You can keep your key card forever. It will never work again. I just sent a text. You're revoked.
Okay. So I want money for the Brita. I want money for the Fanta in it. I want money for the overnight cereal. And I want money for
make a list.
Okay.
Make a list. Make a list.
You're not getting my stew. I know that's why you fired me. It's a stew firing because I saw you eyeing that stew when I was eating it the other night.
With 100% of a guarantee, I can tell you this is not a stew firing.
Oh, really?
This is a deserved firing. Excuse me. This is a deserved firing for you elbowing me in the nuts on a fake sneeze.
And now my acting is being libeled. If I was fake sneezing, baby, you would never know the difference. But that was a real sneeze because I had way, way, way too much pepper on my mashed potatoes.
I found out. I agree about that. We argued about that as you were doing it. I don't think you needed to get all the pepper shakers from each table in a one table radius for your mashed potatoes. You didn't even get a full side. You got a cup.
The bottom of each shaker is worse pepper, so you need the top out of each one because it is the freshest, because they don't marry them properly.
All of the pepper in the front of the house.
And I maybe used too much, and that's the only thing I'll admit. Oh,
here we go. Here we go. The string of the sweater has been pulled.
So you are saying I used too much pepper, which means I would sneeze from it, which means I wouldn't have faked sneeze, because if I did a fake sneeze, you would have no idea.
I think the too much pepper was an alibi. You knew you wanted out of this company. I know you're litigious, and you wanted to elbow me in the balls on a fake pepper so that I would spill the marinara on your steak so you wouldn't have to eat your sizzle steak, and then you'd have a reason to leave.
Lawyer up. I can't wait to take all the money I win from this lawsuit to finally fund Shallots and the steak sizzler.
What's even your lawsuit?
Oh, where do I even begin?
You libel. Quit.
Libel. Your fake dick hurt my elbow.
It's not fake. It's repurposed. Okay.
Well, my elbow is killing me. All right. Which I, by the way, used to play tennis.
Oh, my penis isn't. My penis didn't feel a thing. I'll be honest. My balls are killing me. My penis doesn't hurt at all. My balls are killing me.
Okay. Well, that's incredibly foul language to be using around an employee. So I'm suing you
because
I'm uncomfortable.
You're not an employee. You quit.
No, well, it's still part of it. It's a work-related thing, which as they told me over and over again in the sensitivity meeting that only I had to go to, even outside of work functions with work people can be things that you sue for.
Lenny, how many times have you and I both submitted dual recorded videos of each other fighting to the courts and everything got tossed? I'll tell you what, this is the first time that isn't going to happen, okay?
Give me because that video.
This is bullshit.
Give me your phone.
Give me your phone. Me your phone. Give me your phone. Ow! My balls!
Oh, my teeth! Your balls are my teeth so bad.
I'm sorry. We just gotta squash this, Lenny. You're amazing at your job. You're just too weird with the fridge.
Well,
come back. We'll pretend this never happened. You can still have the promotion.
Without you and me working together, there's never going to be any new shapes of Theragun.
Which we need.
Which we need. And there's nobody that can do it the way we can.
I think of the shapes, you have the pencils. It's just, it works well.
Okay. I'm willing to come back.
I'm going to put a fridge in your office and a little hot plate. And a huge vent system.
Can I still eat in front of other people so they can ask me when I'm eating?
You can eat in front of other people, but you cannot cook in front of other people. And no more hibachi performances.
Oh, boy.
That's like making personal calls at work.
That's a deal breaker, I think.
What? You have to do hibachi performances at work? You have to. We're designing Theragun shapes, okay? We're not even close to production. We just designed the shapes. I don't need you wearing a tall hat everywhere.
Okay, fine. Fine. No hibachi hat. I still get to eat hibachi-style food.
In your office that you've cooked, not in front of people.
Okay.
The office. I'll even let you eat outside the office, but everything must be prepared behind closed doors.
Let's shake
invented.
On it. All right. Shake on it.
Shake on it. Did you cross your fingers?
Yeah.
Me too. You.
You rat bastard. You rat bastard. You rat son of a bitch.
You. It's God. Oh, there's only one person crazy enough to work with, and that's you.
I thought you were going to say my uncle Gene Shell.
Is he really your uncle?
He's my dad's friend through marriage.
He's not even your dad's friend.
Through marriage. He's married to my dad's friend.
Wife's friend?
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
All right, that counts.
It's my mom's friend.
See? Well, technically he's my mom's friend, but I call him my uncle. That was a good one.
That one, hey, that one's going in the record books. And speaking of the record books,
we have recorded one.
That's exactly right. Thank you, everybody, again, for being supporters of the Man Dog Pod.
Yes.
We appreciate it. Ryan, this was another fun one.
Another fun one. Thank you for all the stimulus from the wonderful messages. Keep calling. We will have a new number soon. And we'll hit y'all with the new number, and then we can fill up that voicemail box and keep on doing it.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks for the support, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.